Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa!
Austin!
We are joined now by a guy who is quickly becoming one of my favorite human beings on earth.
Agreed.
He joins us every week in what we call Coombs Corner, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. It is, of course, the all-star, Ron Coomer. Ron, how are you?
I am doing good. And Austin, you need to get out more. Meet more people in Chicago.
Well, that's the thing, Ron. We were out last Friday for opening day.
Yeah.
And who takes a minute out of his busy schedule
before
calling the Cubs home opener, his 12th home opener with the Cubs? He pops by Stolen Saddle and says hello, Mr. Ron Coomer himself. Dude, Ron, thank you for swinging by. That was so cool.
Well, I was just envious that you guys were getting to have all the fun hanging out at the new country bar right by Wrigley Field. And I thought Mitch and I were headed back to the ballpark. It was time to go check out what you guys were doing. So it was a lot of fun. What a great day, sponsored by Yingling. And did you guys have fun that day or what?
Oh,
that
my
was
gosh.
A great crowd.
No,
yeah.
It was absolutely crazy. And how about Stolen Saddle? That place is absolutely amazing.
I did ask, are they looking for investors?
Yeah, right?
That would be a smart investment.
That seems like the hottest new bar in Wrigleyville.
Absolutely. We will definitely be there next homestand for sure.
I love that.
Any chance that if you ever go back there, they could get you on the mechanical bull?
Ooh, good question.
At my age, as many surgeries as these legs have had, Melissa, there is no chance. I will pay for you guys to go on the mechanical bull if you would like.
Oh, really?
This body is not getting on any bull.
Oh,
I talked a lot of it, but I'm not getting on one.
Okay.
Look, we had to ask.
There's always a chance.
Ron, you are in Los Angeles right now. You finally get to see the Cubs play the Dodgers, not in Japan. I feel like I would be remiss. Like, first of all, the Cubs have been hot lately. Like, they got off to a great start to the season.
Yeah.
And it's been really fun to watch. Now they get a second go at it against the Dodgers. The Dodgers team that's kind of shown some cracks in the armor this week. How do you feel like the Cubs are going to fare this weekend?
I think we got a very good chance playing the Dodgers. We're playing very good baseball, clean baseball, so you're not making mistakes, whether it be mental mistakes, physical mistakes. Pitching's been good. So, and the offense, even though the weather in Chicago had been terrible, the offense has done well. So, kind of the whole aspect of baseball and the game that's played, Cubs have played well. So, Dodgers are still dang good. They're pretty beat up. They're missing Freddie Freeman, kind of their captain of their team.
Mm.
But, you know, there's that Ohtani guy that's pretty good.
Yeah, he tends to be pretty good.
We'll see what happens. But I like their chances in Los Angeles and San Diego.
Okay.
All right,
now,
that's good to know.
I got to ask about Coombs Country Scale. This is something that we've done for all of your road trips this season. You've yet to give a town that you've been to less than an 8 with both Sacramento and Phoenix. Now you're in Los Angeles. Where does Los Angeles rate on the scale of 1 to 10 on your Coombs Country Scale?
Well, it's not going to be very high. They're not going to get an 8. Although I have been doing a little research.
Really?
You know, so I'm starting to plan my off days around my judging of country music in these cities.
That's why we love
you. Making a big impact on my life here, guys.
Oh, that's
awesome. He does his homework. That's what they say about the best broadcasters.
You're a pro.
LA, I will say this. I may have zipped around some of the music venues around Los Angeles on Thursday. Not country, but some old music venues, you know. The Whiskey is there. The Viper Room is there. There's some pretty cool old places for us old guys to hang out at and check out because there's some good memories there. Laurel Canyon's another one where you go around there and that's kind of cool for the old guy music. But LA is probably a 4.
4. Whoa. Okay. Okay. That's honestly higher than I thought you would give it. LA, not traditionally a country market.
Okay. All right. Well, now we know where that sits. I have to ask you another semi-sports question.
Emphasis on semi if it's coming from Melissa.
Coming from you, Melissa. I'm all sports.
What do you think? The Cubs sported a new uniform, but if they're playing in a uniform that they just don't like it, they hate it, they think it's ugly, do you think that they play worse?
Good question. I have had that happen to me as a player. In Minnesota, we broke out these red uniforms, jersey tops, I guess, and they almost looked like a deep orange, and we got our butts kicked two times in a row wearing them. They were out. It looked like we were wearing a Dairy Queen outfit.
Okay.
Now, the new Cubs jersey, I should get you guys one because it has the guitar pick on the left sleeve.
Ooh.
You know, and it's got the blues music theme to it.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
So it's a very cool jersey. I really like it. I was at where we unveiled the jersey at the Kingston Mine, which is a great music venue, not country, but a great blues venue.
Yep.
You guys need one of those just for the music part of it. I'll make that happen for you guys.
Oh my gosh. You are
Here, I'll tell you this. The look of it is less important than how it feels on for most guys. Not everybody, but most guys.
Okay. Yeah, because the Padres tend to be pretty good, and they dress like UPS drivers. So you can't overcome that as long as it feels right on you.
Yeah, the brown and gold just isn't getting it done, is it?
No, I'm not a fan.
Those
really
are ugly colors.
Yeah, but the brand new Cubs ones are awesome. I actually like them better than the old City Connect uniforms that they had with the Wrigleyville across the front. I think they look great.
I love that it's got an actual theme to that our city really has with the blues music.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was really cool.
With that brown uniform, I'm just curious, do they play badly because that's such awful colors?
Well, look, I mean, last weekend when they were at Wrigley, the Cubs took 2 of 3, almost swept them.
It's their uniform.
So,
well, we're headed to San Diego after we leave here in Los Angeles. I will bring that up to a guy from Joliet Catholic who broadcasts them, Mark Grant. And guess what the Joliet Catholic colors are?
What?
Brown and gold.
Oh, my goodness.
No! Bring that up.
We will talk about that on the air. When we get to San Diego and tell them that we don't think the Joliet Catholic colors or the Padre colors are getting it done to Melissa on US 99.
I love
it. No kidding.
I love it. Well, listen, Ron, we want to thank you so much for your time. You are always so gracious to us with Coombs Corner every week, brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. We have so much fun with you. Enjoy Los Angeles. Keep doing your homework, and we want these this Coombs Country scale. It's going to be just bigger and better every single week.
San Diego is going to be more of a thumbs up than Los Angeles, I'll predict that.
Okay.
All right. You already know ahead of time.
Right. Well, we'll talk to you next week, Ron.
Great to talk to you guys.
Awesome, you too.
Melissa, have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.